This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, wrestling fans of all ages, welcome to the greatest wrestling game show on earth. Body, press your luck. Test your knowledge and embarrass your peers. Do you have what it takes? Well, step inside for the greatest challenge of your life. And now your hosts, JT Rosero and Jordan Duncan.
Place to Be Nation, welcome to episode number 5 of Body Press Your Luck, Place to Be Nation's first ever wrestling trivia game show. I am JT, and joining me is my co-host, JD. Jordan, how you doing?
I'm checking. We're only 5 foot 10 inches apart from each other, so if you just sit over there 2 more inches, we're good.
Glad to know you're erect. All right, also joining us is our man in the booth. He's our producer on the show. That is Andrew Atherton. Andy, how are you?
Sorry, let me get my mask off. I'm good, guys. How are you?
The mask helps. Keep it on.
Yeah.
Take control.
So this is episode number 5. We've had 4 of these, and we have the same champion through each of them. And we're going to be bringing him in a moment. So we have some good challenges. We also have a very specific theme this episode, which we'll get to in a moment. So why don't we go ahead and bring in our challengers. Du jour, first up. He is a long-time PTBN OG, been around since day one, the king of the territory wars. Don't call him Jim, he's Mr. Derek Cornett. Derek, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing as well as I could be, given all the circumstances.
All right, well, we're happy to have you here. Bringing the challenger number 2. He's driving into our hearts, the king of the Ubers. Lots of kings here tonight. Master of spreadsheets, big assistant. Running the show at placemination.com these days. That is Mr. Michael Cook. Michael, how are you?
Doing good. I'm recovered. Got my toilet paper. I think I'm good to go.
All right. You may need it after you shit your pants on this show. And, of course, now coming in, I'm running out of things to say about him. Superlative, the king of trivia, 4-time defending champion. Made everyone cry in the last episode. He defeated Steve Williams back in January. The carnage has been great. We'll see if it continues tonight. Ryan Everett. Ryan, how are you?
Doing good. Doing good.
Right. He's like, this is not even a challenge for me, but I'm here anyway, wasting my time. So, for those of you new to the show, we have 4 rounds. We have 3 different games, plus a lightning round at the end. Each one has different point allotments and prizes. Each one has different time limits. We're going to go through each of them. And I can tell you that even though the traditional version of the show is not happening this year, all questions tonight, all games, every single one, will be WrestleMania related. So nothing WCW, no ECW, no territories, all WWF, WWE, WrestleMania-themed rounds and questions. Every single one tonight has to do with WrestleMania. And I guess in a way it's a fitting tribute since WrestleMania is not really happening this year, sadly for a bunch of us that were going. I'm still depressed, trying to cover it up with excitement here tonight. So why don't we head over to round 1? I'm going to turn things over to my co-host, Jordan Duncan, to lay out the rules.
I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away.
All right. So the rules of the first round are actually pretty simple. It's similar to our lightning round format. I'm going to give you 10 questions. 3 questions are easy. 3 questions are medium. 3 are hard, and 1 is very hard. Point total is different. 1 for easy, 2 for medium, 3 for hard. And if you get that very hard question right, you get 5 points. So there's a lot of points that could be won in this round. So how this one is going to work is each of you is going to get a set of 10 questions, but your questions will be on a different WrestleMania. So rather than a question on WrestleMania 2, then 7, then 14, you're going to get 10 questions on the same WrestleMania. Does anyone have questions themselves?
No.
Awesome. You know, I have a question, actually. Justin, do you think that Andy would be like our Vanna White or like our Rod Roddy?
I think he would be our Rona Barrett.
All right. Perfect. All right. Cool. Okay. So then why don't you tell us who's going first in tonight's game?
All right. 2 minutes will be on the clock momentarily in this game. Again, each of you will receive a specific WrestleMania and 10 questions about that WrestleMania. First up is Derek Cornett.
Awesome. All right. So, Derek, the clock will start when I'm done reading the first question. Of course, you can pass, but if you give an answer, the first answer you give will be the one that's locked in. So if you're hesitating, feel free to pass. We can come back to it. All right?
Okay.
All right, Andy, are you ready with the clock, sir?
I am ready.
All right, and you can start when I'm done reading this first question. Derek, your WrestleMania that you will be getting questions on is WrestleMania 31. Question number one, who won the opening match?
Oh, this one was in California, right? They were singing for Paige.
Feel free to pass if you need to.
Pass.
Who won the Andre the Giant Battle Royal?
Big Show.
Who won the United States title?
That's where Rusev brought out the tank. Cena.
Who was the announce team?
Michael Cole and Lawler and Byron Saxton.
Who is the Intercontinental Champion on this show?
Wade Barrett.
Was the announced attendance higher or lower than 78,000?
Higher.
Which three artists performed a medley?
Oh, shoot. I have no idea. Pass.
Okay. Yeah. What was the longest match on the main show?
That Triple H and Sting match had to have been drawn out.
Who sang America the Beautiful?
John Legend.
Name the five members of that year's Hall of Fame class.
30 seconds.
Name five members of the class. There were more, but name five of them.
Name five.
I'd have to pass, sorry.
All right, back to who won the opening match.
That was the latter. Daniel Bryan.
All right. Which three artists performed a medley?
No idea.
And name five members of the Hall of Fame class.
Sting. That's the only one I got. I haven't watched. That was not my wheelhouse. Let's put it that way.
And I do apologize for interrupting you there. I just was worried about your time. So
No, you're good.
You gave an answer and you were explaining it, and I just went on to the next one so you would get that question in.
Yeah, you're good. No, if you would have done anything before 31, I probably would have been great, but that's officially where I stopped watching.
All right. Well, Justin, why don't you tell us how he did?
Yeah, you did okay, Derek, even with that. Yeah. Who won the opening match? It was Daniel Bryan. Andre the Giant Battle Royal winner was The Big Show. U.S. title winner was John Cena. Announced team, you were close. Michael Cole, Jerry Lawler, and JBL called the show. Intercontinental champion was Bad News Barrett. The attendance was actually lower than 78,000. It was 76,976. The three artists that performed the medley were Skylar Grey, Kid Ink, and Travis Barker. A very memorable performance, apparently. The longest match on the main show was indeed Triple H versus Sting. Yeah. America the Beautiful there was Aloe Black. And the Hall of Fame class was Kevin Nash, the Bushwhackers, Larry Zbysko, who was hiding in Bruno's bushes, of course, the infamous one there. Alundra Blaze, Tatsumi Fujinami, Rikishi, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Connor of Connor's Cure, and Macho Man Randy Savage. That was the year he went in. So
did Sting go in the next year then?
I believe so, yeah, because he worked this one, and then he wrestled later that year, the Seth Rollins stuff, and then he got inducted the next year. So
nice. Yeah. Not my wheelhouse. Good job, guys.
It's okay. That's all 8 points total for you, Derek. So solid.
8 points for not being in your wheelhouse is not too shabby. We've had much less than that in rounds before.
All right. Ryan Everett, our champion, is up next.
All right, Ryan, you just heard Derek go. Do you have any questions, any considerations that we should take into account?
No. Seems pretty straightforward.
All right, so Andy's ready with the clock. Justin is ready with the questions because Ryan has actually stumped us a couple times and given us the true correct answers during this game. All right, Ryan, your WrestleMania is WrestleMania 34. Andy, you go ahead and start when I finish with the first question. And that first question is, how many other WrestleManias were held in Louisiana?
One.
What was the shortest match on the main show?
The Triple Threat tag team match with New Day, Usos, and Bludgeon Brothers.
Okay. What four men battled for the United States title?
Rusev, Randy Orton, Jinder Mahal, and Bobby Roode.
Who won the men's and women's battle royal?
Men's was pass.
All right. Who battled for the vacated cruiserweight title?
Austin, Aries, and pass.
What move knocked Daniel Bryan out of his match?
A Bryn powerbomb.
Which two female wrestlers commentated for the women's battle royal?
Lita and the Wonder Boys.
How many new champions were crowned on this show?
Five.
Who sang America the Beautiful?
Pass.
Name six of the male announcers that called at least one match.
Michael Cole, Tom Phillips, Vic Joseph, Byron Saxton, JBL, Jerry Lawler.
Okay, back to men's and women's battle royal winners.
Naomi and Matt Hardy.
All right, and the cruiserweight title match was?
Ali versus Cedric Alexander.
Are we going to give him that one?
Yeah, he got him.
He started answering before the time was called. Okay.
It was like the shot was off. You know, he got the shot off.
Just
got through the hoop yet.
Just had to see if it went in.
All right. I feel some pride because I feel like we stumped Ryan with some questions.
Yeah.
Some questions finally.
These newer ones, man. That's the tough part.
Yep.
Well, that's why we picked the newer ones for this game.
Yep.
All right. How many other WrestleManias were held in Louisiana? It was one. That was WrestleMania 30. Shortest match on the show was actually John Cena versus The Undertaker. If you remember, that went under a minute there. So you got that one wrong. Four men. I think you said Jinder Mahal, but I'll give it to you anyway. It was Jinder Mahal, Rusev, Bobby Roode, and Randy.
That's what I call Sheamus.
The men's and women's battle royals winners was Naomi and Matt Hardy. Cedric Alexander versus Mustafa Ali for the cruiserweight title. Kevin Owens did hit an apron powerbomb on Daniel Bryan to take him out of the match. Beth Phoenix and Paige commentated for the women's battle royal. I don't know if you just took a guess.
I was wondering, was this just a guess?
It had to be a guess. The five title changes.
I had no idea.
You nailed it. The Ryan Everett horseshoe. Alexander, Seth Rollins, the Bludgeon Brothers, Nia Jax, and then Strowman and Nicholas won the tag titles. So that was five title changes. Chloe and Holly, I don't know who they are, but they sang America the Beautiful. And then the announcers were Michael Cole, Corey Graves, Nigel McGuinness, Byron Saxton, Vic Joseph, Jonathan Coachman, Tom Phillips, Jim Ross, and Jerry Lawler. So JBL was not one of them. So 11 points for you, Ryan. So still a solid performance there.
Not bad at all. And yeah, just to reveal a little bit, we did have a private discussion where we decided for this round we would not have classic manias that people kind of know inside and out. We tried our best to pick some tough manias. So,
damn it.
Which brings us to Michael Cook. Mr. Cook, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, there's a lot of enthusiasm in that voice. Are you sure you're ready?
Yeah, I'm good to go.
I think he's kind of waiting to hear what mania he's got. That's the key there. So, all right, Andy, are you ready with the clock?
I am ready.
All right, Michael, your WrestleMania is WrestleMania 28. WrestleMania 28. Start with the first question, which is, who served as a guest referee in a marquee match?
Pass.
Name the two world champions heading into this show.
Punk and Cena.
What city was this show located in?
Pass.
Which match on the card received the highest rating from Dave Meltzer?
Punk Jericho.
Who provided outside interference that led to the finish of the Team Teddy, Team Johnny match?
Pass.
How many matches were over 30 minutes long?
Two.
Who was pinned in the women's tag match?
Who was in? Beth Phoenix.
Who performed the song Invincible, which was the theme of WrestleMania 28?
Pitbull.
Which team was not involved in the finish of the Triple Threat tag match?
Usos.
And who made their debut in a segment prior to the main event?
Pass.
All right, back to who served as a guest referee in a marquee match?
Pass.
What city
Michaels.
Okay. What city was this one in?
Miami.
Who provided the outside interference that led to the finish of Team Teddy, Team Johnny?
Pass.
And who made their debut in a segment prior to the main event?
Time.
And I'm going to give a hint. It's probably not going to be a Hall of Famer anytime soon.
And I can't believe that I got Brian wrong.
Well, Justin, I almost had the to do worse than Jason Sherman lined up, but you did okay, Michael. You rebounded. All right. Who served as guest referee in marquee match? Shawn Michaels. You got that one. Yes, the two champions heading in were Daniel Bryan and CM Punk. Miami was the home to this WrestleMania. The highest rated match from Dave Meltzer was actually Triple H versus The Undertaker in the Hell in a Cell. Outside interference for the Team Teddy, Team Johnny was Eve Torres, who I believe turned and switched sides.
Zack Ryder. Made him look like a chump.
Yeah, as always. How many matches were over 30 minutes? It was two, the main event, Cena versus Rock and Hell in a Cell. Beth Phoenix took the pin in the women's tag match. Machine Gun Kelly sang Invincible, the theme to the show. Justin Gabriel and Tyson Kidd were not involved in the finish of the Triple Threat tag. And making the debut in the segment before the main event, get on that phone. Someone call Brodus Clay's mama. Brodus, that's who's appeared in that segment. So 7 points, Cook. Not too bad.
Yeah,
just one behind Cornette. And only four off of Everett going into round two. So solid showing. Let's really quickly tell you about some of the shows available on this feed right here, the PlayStation Wrestling feed. Myself is Scott Grisco. Of course, the mothership, the Place to Be podcast, started in 2011, still growing strong, taking you chronologically through the history of WWE. We're currently in the summer of 1990. Scott also hosts a main event, along with brother Nate Milton and Steve Willey, breaking down all the current events in the world of wrestling. Row 1, Seat 1 is a very interesting show. Ben Zani welcomes in a variety of guests around the world of small-town wrestling and beyond, promoters, independent wrestlers. A lot of cool guests welcomed in on Row 1, Seat 1. Talking WCW heads to Center Stage Theater monthly with Tim Cable, Greg Phillips, and Jenny Smith. Pay tribute to the legendary promotion from the Dirty South. Also, Ryan, your show, With This Ring. You and your wife, Cindy, discuss specific matches from your respective fandoms. You don't know Billy Jack, Drew Wardlaw, and his friend Jordan. Watch and discuss some of the greatest pro wrestling matches of all time through the eyes of a non-wrestling fan in search of the universal connection in pro wrestling storytelling. Plus, we have monthly WWE pay-per-view reaction shows and semi-regular shows like Jenny and the Gems, easy for me to say, PTB, NXT, Adam's Division, Special Relations, and much more. So be sure to subscribe to this feed if you're not already subscribed. Mm-hmm. All right, gentlemen, we are headed to round number two, and this round is called Name That Opponent. It's going to be a game like you've heard many times on here, and that is one we're going to give you three clues. The point values, de-escalate as we go. So I will mention a wrestler, and then a second wrestler, and a third wrestler if you ask for more clues. And basically what you have to say is what man wrestled all three of these guys at WrestleManias. So if you guess after the first clue, it's worth 5 points. After the second clue, it's worth 3 points. After the third clue is worth just 1 point. It's kind of hard to explain without actually giving examples, but you guys all understand the game.
Yep.
And of course, you only get one guess.
Correct. Yeah. All right. Now, you do get four of them, though. You have one. We don't really assign values, but one is kind of harder than the rest. So you're going to get four shots of this. So there are a lot of points on the board. You could get up to 20 points if you got all four on the first guess, which I don't know if I advise that, but
it's quite a gamble.
It's an option for you. All right, Michael Cook, are you ready?
Yep.
All right. Your first, and there's no time limit on this one, but we do ask you just to, you know, decide and move on quickly. So, yep. All right. First wrestler, Goldust.
Okay, next.
Hulk Hogan.
Okay, next.
Adrian Adonis.
Piper.
Yep. Very good.
There you go. Not bad.
All right. Akeem.
Next.
Undertaker.
Shawn Michaels.
Very good. Also could have been Big Boss Man, but it was not. All right.
True.
Your third one, Ted DiBiase.
Next.
Greg Valentine.
Next.
Adam Bomb.
Earthquake.
All right, very good.
Got it. Not bad.
Wow.
All right, last one. Devon Dudley.
Next.
Matt Hardy.
Next.
Diamond Dallas Page. Get an answer.
Taker. No, that's not right.
No, it was Christian. Christian fought Devon and Matt in the TLC matches, and then DDP at WrestleMania 18.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Not bad, though. You got 5 points, Mike. So,
yep.
Good job. All right. Derek Cornette, are you ready?
I am.
All right. Here we go. First one, Hercules.
Next.
Randy Savage.
Ricky Steamboat.
Incorrect. It was the Ultimate Warrior we're looking for. The third clue would have been Triple H.
Okay.
All right. Bret Hart.
Next.
Scott Hall.
Steve Austin.
Yes. Very good.
Good.
All right. Next up, we have Demolition.
Next.
Shawn Michaels.
Okay.
Sorry.
So when you, can I just ask a clarifying question?
Of course.
So when you say Demolition, they had to face the team then, right?
Yep.
Okay.
The guy would have been on a team against Demolition.
Okay. Let me just think real quick. I'm sorry. Haku.
It was actually the Barbarian.
Wait. Oh. When did... Yeah, he faced him at 5. Ah, shoot. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, last one. Here we go. Brutus Beefcake.
Next.
Jake Roberts.
Ted DiBiase.
It was actually the British Bulldog. Vader was going to be the third one. Bulldog fought Beefcake at WrestleMania 2. And then Jake the Snake at WrestleMania 12. And
I appreciate the risk, 13. Though.
Yeah, he's taking a shot. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, I technically wasn't wrong.
Oh, no, you're not wrong on anything.
Not wrong.
You're
yeah.
Right, right, yeah.
This wasn't
it's
the answer.
That third clue is kind of like the defining line.
Yep. Yeah. I hear you.
All right, 3 points for you, Derek.
Yep.
Ryan, are you ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Hulk Hogan.
Okay, next.
Shawn Michaels.
Okay, next.
Shane McMahon.
Vince McMahon.
Yes. AJ Styles.
Okay.
Undertaker.
Shane McMahon.
We're actually looking for Randy Orton. The third one would have been Wyatt.
Yeah.
All right. Triple H.
Okay.
Rusev.
Okay.
And Daniel Bryan.
Sheamus?
Yes. Oof. That Everett pause gets me every time. All right. Here we go. Last one. Kane.
Okay, next.
Randy Orton, as Matt Rotella would say.
Okay, next.
And Baron Corbin.
Kurt Angle.
Yes. All right. 3 points for you, Ryan. So keeping guys in the game. This is a good one. Feisty matchup here tonight.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. So heading into the next round, we have, Derek Cornette with 11, Ryan Everett with 14, and Mikey Cook with 12. So very
tight. It's close all around.
Very tight heading in here. JD, why don't you tell us what's going on in the world of PlayStation Pop?
Yeah, over on the Pop feed, there's a whole lot of stuff you can listen to, starting with Laugh In Theater, which our very own Andy Atherton hosts. It's a live watch comedy movie podcast. He has different guests on. And Andy, who are you taping with very soon?
I am taping with Steve Willey. Oh, wait, no, I'm taping with Jordan Duncan.
That's right. We will be watching Tommy Boy and live watching. If you want to watch Tommy Boy with us, tune in when that one drops. And watch what I consider to be one of the greatest comedies of all time. The Brother Sister Rewatch podcast is watching not just what I consider, but what Place to Be Nation considers to be one of the greatest sitcoms of all time, as they are rewatching The Office episode by episode. Brother and sister Kevin and Mary are reliving it. I believe they're in season 5, season 6 on their rewatch. I do listen every week. It's a fun show. Take a listen to that one. The Great Debate, another podcast with Andy, where Andy brings in a panel and talks about a different series of arguments on topics far and wide. We've done sports. We've done all kinds of things. There's a wrestling one in the works and all kinds of stuff to debate on Andy's show. The Glenn Butler podcast, Our Spectacular, which brings you deep thoughts from the mind of Glenn Butler and his family and friends. A little peek behind the scenes. I'm in a private chat with Glenn, and the only thing on his mind anymore is Pokemon Go. That's all I will say about that. This week in the NFL, Cowboy and D'Amato take you through recaps and preview each week of the NFL season. A lot of big moves in the past couple of days in the NFL. Freezing Cold Takes account on Twitter has been having a field day with some of those moves. The Year in Pop, a deep dive into pop culture year by year, hosted by Andy, Scott, Dr. G, and J. Arsenio D'Amato. We've got Diamond Conversations, where host Chad B. brings in guests from in and around the baseball world for in-depth conversations. Sunday Groove, a podcast for music lovers far and wide, who doesn't love music, with host David Sunday. We've got our theme park-focused podcast, the PTBN E-Ticket Attraction, led by Jason Sherman. We've also got Looking Forward, Looking Back, pop culture show hosted by Andy, and its sister show Looking Forward, Looking Back Sports, which is hosted by the Cowboy. Each one looks ahead to upcoming seasons and events and looking back at recently finished ones. We've also got It Was a Thing on TV, where hosts Mike, Greg, and Chico bring you a triad of TV obscurities, shows that used to be on but aren't anymore. I believe the latest episode has the XFL. Plus, we've got kind of a special topical podcast, Pop Last, Pop Goes to the Movies, Pop Goes to the Classics, and Pop Goes to the Couch. Take a look at the Pop feed, subscribe if you haven't yet, and give it a listen. As well as, of course, any and all comic podcasts are found on the Pop feed. All right, we have one more round before our final. Guys, this is a close game. I am digging this. I don't know if Ryan's digging it, but we've got one more game, and then we've got our final round. So for this game, the scoring is the same as round one, where I'm going to give you 10 things, 10 names. You're going to give me 10 answers, hopefully, and the point scale is rated out by difficulty. So the easy ones will get you 1 point, mediums will get you 2, hards will get you 3, and the very hard will get you 5. Here's what we're going to do this time. We're talking WrestleMania debuts. Now, this does not count pre-shows. This does not count heat. This does not count free-for-alls. We're looking for WrestleMania debuts on the main show. I'm going to give you a wrestler. You have to give me who their opponent was in their WrestleMania debut. Pretty simple, but I will ask, does anyone have questions?
So it wouldn't be in a Battle Royal.
So
yeah, so if it's a battle royal or a multi-man match, like a Money in the Bank or a some sort of ladder match, you could just say the ladder match or something like that.
With the year, right? So you would say like WrestleMania, whatever, battle royal.
If you can give us the year, some sort of defining.
Yeah. And also if it's a tag or something like that, you have to name all of the opponents or the team name.
Yep.
Okay. So if it's multi-man, say the match and year. If it's a team or, you know, multi, you say all the competitors or the team name that they debuted against.
So since he's not on here, if I were to say Nicholas, you would tell us The Bar.
Right.
Was his WrestleMania debut.
And all the wrestlers that Jordan's going to name are solo names, but again, it could have debuted in singles, tag, multi-man, however it is, but he'll be giving you a solo name. Any questions beyond that? Okay. Yep. You get 75 seconds for this one.
Cool. Yep. Instead of 2 minutes, only 75 seconds because it's a little quicker. We don't have to read full questions. I just have to read a name. So, all right. Who's going first this time, Justin?
All right. Up first is Ryan Everett.
All right.
All right. The champ is ready. I don't even have to ask. I know he's ready. Andy, are you ready with the clock?
I am ready.
All right. When I say this first name, you start the clock. And again, Ryan, I'll say the name. You tell me who their WrestleMania opponent was in their first WrestleMania match.
Got it.
All right. First one, Hulk Hogan.
Roddy Piper and Mr. Wonderful.
The Rock.
The Sultan.
Goldust.
Roddy Piper.
Coco Beware.
Butch Reed.
Randy Orton.
Rock and Sack Connection.
John Cena.
Big Show.
Dolph Ziggler.
2010 Money in the Bank match.
Sami Zayn.
WrestleMania 32 IC ladder match.
Tommy Dreamer.
The ECW New Breed.
And Charles Wright.
The Battle Royal at WrestleMania 14.
Battle Royal at WrestleMania 14. Did that one come in time or no?
I don't know. Andy, what did you think? I'll let you judge it.
I mean, he started the answer before the timer went off.
Okay, so that's a yes then. All right.
All right, Justin, you want to tell us how he did?
Yeah, he did well. I'll tell you that. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, he did.
All right. Hulk Hogan debuted at WrestleMania 1 against Paul Orndorff and Roddy Piper. Rock debuted against the Sultan at WrestleMania 13. Goldust debuted against Roddy Piper at WrestleMania 12. Coco Beware debuted against Butch Reed at WrestleMania 3. Randy Orton debuted against the Rock and Sock Connection at WrestleMania 20. John Cena debuted against Big Show at WrestleMania 10. Dolph Ziggler did debut in that WrestleMania 26 Money in the Bank match. Sami Zayn at WrestleMania 32 ladder match. Tommy Dreamer against the New Breed at WrestleMania 23. And Charles Wright as Kama Mustafa at the WrestleMania 14 Battle Royal. That means, Ryan, you had a clean sweep of 23 points.
Wow.
So this game was close.
First time we've seen that.
Yeah, I don't think that's happened yet.
Well, we'll see if it stays close because it's been a tight one. Derek Cornett, you are up next. You got a good shot here to keep this thing close in this kind of a game. I will turn things over to Jordan.
All right. Derek, don't be intimidated. No. Got a perfect score. All you got to do is stay perfect.
I guess for the Charles Wright one, I probably would have said the Papa Shango run-in, but that would have been wrong then, right?
Right. We're looking for his opponent.
Yep. Yeah, the match. Okay.
Their first match. Yeah. So think the first match that they had.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Andy, are you ready with the clock?
I'm ready.
All right. First one for you, Derek, is Randy Savage.
That would have been George Steele.
Steve Austin.
As the Savio Vega.
Shane McMahon.
Shane McMahon,
would have been X-Pac.
Cody Rhodes.
The triple threat with Orton and DiBiase.
Okay. Adrian Adonis.
I don't remember him at WrestleMania 2 off the top of my head, so I'd say Piper. I think it's wrong though.
All right. Ahmed Johnson.
Ahmed in 96. So that would have been the the six man Vader, Bulldog, and no, yeah, Vader, Bulldog, and Owen.
Okay. Hercules.
WrestleMania 2 versus Steamboat.
Bob Holly.
10, he was supposed to be in that 8-man. Shit, I can't think of Bob Holly's.
Time took out the best of you there.
Yeah, you had a good run. Randy Savage debuted at WrestleMania 2 versus George Animal Steel. Salvio Vega was the first opponent for Steve Austin. WrestleMania 12, Shane McMahon's debut match, WrestleMania 15 against X-Pac. Cody Rhodes' debut match was at WrestleMania 26 against Randy Orton and Ted DiBiase. Adrian Adonis debuted against Uncle Elmer at WrestleMania 2. Ahmed Johnson debuted against Camp Cornette, WrestleMania 12. You got that one. Hercules was against Ricky Steamboat, WrestleMania 2. And the last three you didn't get to. So that gives you a total of 10 points, Derek Cornette.
Awesome. 10 points, but I think you might be the real winner for not remembering the Adrian Adonis Uncle Elmer match. So no matter what happens tonight, the fact that you managed to forget that puts you in a great place.
Absolutely.
All right. That brings us to Michael, Mr. Cook. Are you ready to go?
Let's go.
All right. Andy, I'm assuming you're ready.
You assume right.
All right. Here we go. First one, Andre the Giant.
Big John Studd.
The Ultimate Warrior.
Hercules.
Dusty Rhodes.
Bossman.
China.
Jericho.
All right, Mick Foley.
Pass.
All right, Alberto Del Rio.
Pass.
The Miz.
Cena.
All right, Baron Corbin.
Pass. 2017
Andre the
Giant Battle Royal.
All right, Bob Backlund.
Pass.
Ryback.
Cena.
I
did horrible.
Yep. All right. First one, Andre the Giant.
Yep.
Debuted against Big John Studd at WrestleMania 1. Ultimate Warrior was WrestleMania 4 against Hercules. Dusty Rhodes, WrestleMania 6 against Randy Savage and Sensational Sherry. China debuted against the Radicals at WrestleMania 16. Mick Foley debuted against British Bulldog and Owen Hart, teams with Vader, WrestleMania 13. Alberto Del Rio debuted against Edge at WrestleMania 27. The Miz, WrestleMania 26, teaming with John Morrison. Teaming with Big Show against John Morrison and R-Truth. Baron Corbin did debut in that WrestleMania 32 Battle Royal. Bob Backlund debuted against Razor Ramon at WrestleMania 9. And Ryback made his debut against Mark Henry at WrestleMania 29. So 5 points for you, Cook. And took away maybe a little drama going into the last round, but it's still in play, actually, for everyone because of the bonanza of points available in that lightning round. So let's really quickly tell you about the other feeds going on while you're here. Subscribe to Jennifer Smith's Jenny Position, New Home of Geek and Sassy, Talking Pop, Freak Out Drive-In, Telling Stories, and the MCU Journey Through Infinity that stars me and Scott Griscolo, Tim Capel, and Jenny going through all the Marvel MCU movies. Latest one that dropped was Captain America. Also check out my new feed, the North-South Connection Podcast Network. Me and Chad Campbell introduced that to you. It's the new home of Wrestling Warzone, No Holds Barred, The Extreme Three-Way Dance, Jeff Learns Wrestling, plus more. Had a cool little pod blast to drop. We had an interview with John Walters. about his now delayed return to Ring of Honor, thanks to this particular virus. Also, had a GWCW live watch podcast. Me and Jake Williams watched Ricky Steamboat versus Rick Rude from Beach Blast 1992. So we'll have lots of content. There's at least one new show a week on that feed, usually two. So subscribe to search North South Connection, or follow me on Twitter, JT the Pod Guy. There's updates there, or Facebook to search North South Connection Podcast Network, and you can get all the things you need. Also, we've kicked off our 2020 search project. That is mentioned it, greatest WCW match ever. You have all year, research, promote your matches, build your list. Conversation of rules found at facebook.com/GWCW matches or at the Pro Wrestling Only message board. And check out PlayStation.com each and every day. All kinds of fresh takes and new voices on the worlds of wrestling, sports, and pop culture, including Trent's SmackDown and Fox Report, The Week in WWE with John Crow, Paulie's Perspective, and Ben's Unpopular Opinion, plus veteran columns like the weekly installment of Glenn Butler's Walk Around the Web. If you're shopping on Amazon, PlayStation.com/Amazon will get you where you need to be. So here we go. Lightning round time.
One more. Can I throw in one more thing?
Yeah.
We are doing a Best Sports Logo Tournament.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, got to join that Facebook group, though, because we had some shenanigans with our sitcom tournament.
Mm-hmm. Facebook is doing a lot of shenanigans with posting polls, so we're getting it done.
So just search PTBN tournaments on Facebook, and you can come into the group, and we'll get you in.
Yep, perfect.
And you can get angry at all the stupid results. Okay, here we go. It is lightning round time. The scores going into this round are Ryan Everett with 37, Derek Cornett at 21, and Michael Cook with 17. So there are a lot of points on the board. In the lightning round, you get 10 questions. Three easy, three medium, three hard, one very hard. Same point allotment as our last game, so you got it. You can get up to 23 points in there. Let's see who's up first. That will be Mr. Cook. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, and as always, these are all WrestleMania themed. You have 2 minutes from when I start the first or finish the first question, and you'll start the clock. Here we go. Who challenged for the tag team titles at WrestleMania 29?
Pass.
Who won the only singles match at WrestleMania 2000?
Pass.
What is the longest match at WrestleMania history?
Hart Michaels.
Which team was eliminated first during the WrestleMania 13 four-way tag?
What was that again? I'm sorry.
What team was eliminated first during the WrestleMania 13 four-way tag match?
Pass.
Which three personalities starred in a Harry Met Sally parody ad at WrestleMania 21?
Terry Runnels, Mae Young, Cena.
Name the guest ring announcer and timekeeper for the WrestleMania 10 main event.
Pamela Anderson, Burt Reynolds.
Who pinned whom to end the 8-man tag at WrestleMania 8?
Pass.
Which two artists performed at the WrestleMania 15 Rage Party?
Pass.
Under which three names did Taka Michinoku's WrestleMania 14 opponent compete in North America?
Repeat.
Taka's opponent at WrestleMania 14, he wrestled under three different names in North America at different times. What were they?
Pass.
What is Shane McMahon's WrestleMania record?
2-1.
Who challenged for the tag team titles at WrestleMania 29?
Pass.
Who won the only singles match at WrestleMania 2000?
Terry Runnels.
Who was eliminated first in the WrestleMania 13 four-way tag?
To do worse than Josh Richter.
Now I'll say to do worse than Jason Sherman. Jordan, give us the answer.
All right. The tag team that challenged for the tag team titles at WrestleMania 29 was Dolph Ziggler and Big E facing up against Team Hell No. The singles match winner at WrestleMania 2000 was Terry Runnels, the only singles match. Longest match in Mania history was Bret versus Shawn. The first team eliminated from the WrestleMania 13 four-way tag match was the New Blackjacks. The three personalities that starred in the Harry Met Sally parody I kind of preferred your answer, but it was Kurt Angle, Christy Hemme, and Linda McMahon. You got this one half right, but we award no points for half correct. The ring announcer, timekeeper, Burt Reynolds you got, but it was Jenny Garth instead of Pamela Anderson. The WrestleMania 8 eight-man tag saw Virgil pinning Brian Knobbs. The two artists performing at the WrestleMania 15 Rage Party, which is an interesting combo, was Big Pun and Isaac Hayes. That has to be because of South Park, I guess. I'm not sure. Taka's opponent at WrestleMania 14 was Aguila, but he also wrestled as S.A. Rios and Papi Chulo. And Shane McMahon's WrestleMania record is 4 wins and 2 losses.
All right, Cook, that gives you 2 points. The number of wins you thought Shane McMahon had at WrestleMania. All right, up next, Mr. Cornette. You ready to put the pressure on Ryan?
I'm glad I didn't get drawn first. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Well, let's see how you do with this next menagerie of WrestleMania questions. Andy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. Who was a special referee for the Bret Hart versus Vince McMahon match at WrestleMania 26?
Mick Foley.
To which celebrity did Jake Roberts hand $100 to at WrestleMania 6?
Mary Tyler Moore.
How many WrestleManias did Big John Studd wrestle at?
One.
Which match was cut from the WrestleMania 9 card due to time constraints?
Oh, can I go back to the John Studd one?
Gave an answer, my friend. I am sorry. What match was cut for the WrestleMania 9 card due to time constraints?
Bam Bam versus Kamala.
Name the 4 teams that battled for the Raw Tag Team titles at WrestleMania 20.
Pass.
Who won the first ever Andre the Giant Battle Royal?
Cesaro.
What Limp Bizkit song was the official theme of WrestleMania 19?
Rollin'.
Which MLB umpire was a special guest referee at WrestleMania 11?
I have no clue. Pass.
What rap song was the track for The Miz's pre-match video package at WrestleMania 27?
Pass.
And who was the first man eliminated in the WrestleMania 17 gimmick battle royal?
Bushwhacker, Luke.
Name the 4 teams that battle for the Raw tag titles at WrestleMania 20.
RVD and Goldust, or RVD and Booker T, Dudley Boys, La Resistance, and Christian and Jericho.
Who is the special guest referee that was an MLB umpire at WrestleMania 11?
I'm completely blanking out.
Rap song for the Miz's pre-match video at WrestleMania 27.
No idea.
Anyway, those are the last two if you have want to take a shot at either.
John Studd was 2, by the way. Wasn't 1.
Very good.
Yeah. Damn it.
All right, Jordan.
All right, the special ref for Bret versus Vince was Bruce Hart.
Oh, yeah, Bruce, that turd.
Yep. Jake did hand $100 to Mary Tyler Moore. John Studd got 2 matches in WrestleMania. The match that was cut from WrestleMania 9 was Bam Bam versus Kamala. Got that one right. The 4 teams that competed on the Raw Tag match at WrestleMania 20 almost got that one. Dudley's, RVD and Booker, La Resistance, and Lance Cade and Mark Jindrak. I believe it was Lance Cade, I think. Cesaro did win the first Andre the Giant Battle Royal. The Lip Biscuit song that was the official theme of 19 is called Crack Addict.
Well, that's a good one.
Sounds wholesome. Yep. The MLB umpire, who is a special guest referee, is Larry Young. I'm unfamiliar with his notoriety.
I was ready for Tommy Lasorda. Like, I was just, when she said MLB, I'm like, Tommy Lasorda.
The rap song, which is the track for Miz's pre-match video, I believe this is one with all the televisions that he was watching, was Hate Me Now.
Yep.
And the first man eliminated at the WrestleMania X7 gimmick battle royal was the Repo Man.
Repo Man.
Repo.
Good job, Ryan.
All right. That's 5 points for you, Cornette. So, Ryan, you're just playing to pad your total score from all the episodes, which we'll actually give at the end of this round. Are you ready, my friend?
Yep.
Here we go. Who battled the WrestleMania 28's Battle of the Brands?
Umaga versus Batista.
Who left WrestleMania 18 as hardcore champion?
18 was Maven.
Which beer is represented during the WrestleMania 19 pillow fight?
Miller Lite.
Which two sports figures argued about instant replay at WrestleMania 7?
Jorn Steinbrenner and Al McGuire.
Which team unified the tag team titles at the WrestleMania 25 pre-show?
The Colognes.
What was the shortest match of the WrestleMania 4 tournament?
Bam Bam versus One Man Gang.
Who pinned whom to end the 8-man tag at WrestleMania 23?
RVD pinned Elijah Burke.
Which former WrestleMania competitor was the social media ambassador for WrestleMania 30?
Pass.
Which two men did Triple H defeat in the tournament final to earn the world title match at WrestleMania 22?
Big Show and RVD.
Who was the first man eliminated at the WrestleMania 4 Battle Royal?
First man... Sam Houston?
Gosh.
Which former competitor was the social media ambassador at WrestleMania 30?
I was at WrestleMania 30 and I have no idea what that even means. Hulk Hogan?
Alright, it doesn't matter. Okay, Jordan, you want to go ahead and give the answer?
Yeah. Gosh, can't believe you didn't know that one.
Yeah.
The WrestleMania 28 Battle of Brands was Batista versus Umaga. Maven did leave WrestleMania X8 or 18 as hardcore champion. The Miller Lite Girls, of course, that was the beer that was represented during the pillow fight. George Steinbrenner and Paul McGuire. So got that slightly wrong.
That's the thing that sucks. They cut that part out.
Can't bone up on that one.
Yeah.
Sure. The team that unified the tag titles at the 25 pre-show was the Colognes. Shortest match of the four tournament was Bam Bam versus One Man Gang. This one you got just a little wrong. RVD did score the pinfall in the 8-man tag, but he pinned Matt Stryker. The former WrestleMania competitor, who was the social media ambassador for WrestleMania 30, was Snooki.
Oh, yeah.
So, not a full-time competitor, but a WrestleMania competitor, nonetheless. The two-man Triple H defeated in the tournament final was Big Show and Rob Van Dam, and somehow you knew that Sam Houston was the first one to go in that WrestleMania 4 battle.
Just when you think there's a chink in the armor after those first couple rounds, forget it. Push it away. 15 total. All I do is win, no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. Whenever me and Talent do the reason. Your champion for the fifth straight episode, Ryan Everett. Ryan, before I give you the podium, I just want to read some stats. So you actually beat your two opponents tonight combined, their scores combined. You defeated them.
And they didn't have bad scores.
No, they did okay. You had 52, Derek Cornette with 26, Cook with 19, so you lapped them. Overall to date, in the five episodes, you have 188 points in total. So you are really putting the hurtin' on your opponents. That averages to 38 points a game, just under 38 points a game. So you are really beating the shit out of some guys. And I don't know. I thought I had some tough questions this time. Guess not.
If you're listening, all you need is 39 points to be the new champ.
You're going to come in knowing you need probably 40 to beat Ryan. That's pretty much what you're going to know. Although tonight's game kind of skews it. 52 is a high score. All right, Ryan, any thoughts on your 5-peat?
No, just everything that's going on, be good to each other and be distant physically, but talk to people more than you were before.
Very good.
All right. Well,
we got such a babyface champ, don't we?
It's hard to hate him, but we
do. I was thinking of going heel tonight, but you know, circumstances.
All right. Well, we're happy to have you still with us all. The corona may take you down before a real opponent does, Ryan. We hope not, but that's where we're at right now. So we'll be back next month with an all-new episode and two fresh contenders. Cook, Cornette, thank you so much for being here tonight. Don't feel bad. You're in the pile of others that have been slaughtered at the altar of Ryan Everett. For Andy, for Jordan, I'm JT. We're out. We'll talk to you soon here at Body Press Your Life.